Attorney Johnny Cochran has died. The highlight of his long career was his successful defense of O.J. Simpson. He died yesterday in Los Angeles of a brain tumor at the age of 67. We have more now from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Johnny Cochran's legal career spanned more than three decades, but for most people, it boiled down to a single sentence.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That was Cochran in his closing argument in the O.J. Simpson case. The phrase recalled for everyone in the courtroom and millions watching on TV the pivotal moment earlier in the trial when Simpson tried on bloodstained gloves found near the crime scenes, and they appeared to be too small. Simpson was acquitted by a mostly black jury, but white court watchers vilified Cochran for allegedly playing the race card during Simpson's defense.
Johnny didn't play the race card in the O.J. Simpson case. He was dealt the race card.
Civil rights attorney Connie Rice was a friend and sometimes colleague of Cochran's. She says Cochran at first didn't even want to take the Simpson case.
What he feared about the Simpson case, or what he resented about it later, was that he got castigated for doing his job. Remember, the DA's put on the cop, Mark Furman, who's on record with racist fantasies and so forth. Well, if you're dealt that card, you have to play it. And the prosecution created holes through which Johnny drove a Mack truck.
Years before Johnny Cochran was a household name, he was a revered figure in L.A.'s African-American community. In the 1960s, when it was rare for anyone to win a lawsuit against the police, Cochran sued and won on behalf of the family of Leonard Deadweiler, an African-American man shot by the police as he rushed his pregnant wife to the hospital. And while Cochran represented many celebrities over the years, he also won tens of millions of dollars for clients he once described as the no-jays, the ones who nobody knows. Kerman Maddox, a Los Angeles political consultant, called Cochran a friend and a mentor.
I can't think of any other attorney or anybody else in the community that was so universally admired. If you had a problem, a legal problem, no matter what kind of legal problem it was in the black community, you were supposed to call Johnny Cochran, and Johnny Cochran was going to take care of you.
Johnny Cochran was born in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1937 and grew up in L.A. In an interview on member station KPCC, he said he'd wanted to be a lawyer from the age of 11.
But then, after that, I still didn't really realize what lawyers could or could not do. And then along came Thurgood Marshall and the Brown versus Board of Education case, which said essentially that separate but equal is inherently unequal. Then I knew, I said, look, then I want to use the law where I can to change society for the better. I always was trying to see something, a higher purpose in whatever I was trying to do in those cases.
After the Simpson trial, Cochran appeared widely on TV as he continued to practice law. He was still representing one of his earlier clients, former Black Panther Elmer Geronimo Pratt, who spent 27 years in prison on a murder charge. Cochran helped Pratt finally win his freedom in 1997. Connie Rice worked on the case with him.
When a lawyer becomes as big as Johnny, he can just go on and be the lawyer to the stars and keep putting dream teams together, and he can just forget about a murder trial that he lost 27 years ago. I remember the moment when the judge said that Geronimo could be freed immediately. That was the pinnacle of Johnny's career. He just looked at me and he just said, it won't get any better than this.
Despite the kinds of cases he took, Cochran always denied he was anti-police. He supported the decision of his only son, Jonathan, to join the California Highway Patrol. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.